I just want to introduce you one of the case study which I'm just doing as a consultant for one of the bank from Zimbabwe, right? So this particular, what exactly the action plan, I would be explaining it. So they planned, for example, every customer, right, even we would be going for a bank and we would be taking various products. It may be like a credit card, or it can be a loan, or it can be the insurance, etc. Right, so there they want to apply the next action plan, or we can say the next best action plan. We can say it's not even a next action plan. It need to be the next best action plan. Right, so this is what they want to build a model using reinforcement learning. Right, so based on the client, whatever they provided, I think for this particular project, let me give a high level picture about what exactly this project is doing. Right, so a customer would be enrolling, or a customer would be opening an account with a bank. So they would be having all the data, various parameters, nearly close to 20 parameters, right? So when I looked into the data, they are close to 26 parameters. Like it starts with name, gender, right, type of target. Or we can say target description, like executive or a middle class or a low class. In this way, based on the account money what we are having, it is just a segregator. So if a person is not using a bank account for more than 6 months or so, we call him as a churn customer. Churn customer is a person who never written back to a particular bank. We call him as a churn customer. A customer who is returning back to a bank, we call him as a non-churn. So just, we all know the classification model, but in real time, we don't just only use a predictive analytics. So what is a predictive analytics is just saying yes or no is a predictive analytics. But the companies use more on prescriptive analytics, means they want a predictive as well as they want the next follow process with the prediction. So making a statement, why in the sense prescriptives are more sophisticated, we can say processes which we can see in an industry, right? And not only that, it can provide us more return on investment. So predictive, then compared to predictive, prescriptive gonna provide more return on investment, right? And it is more sophisticated. That's one of the major reason why companies are implementing prescriptive analytics, means predictive plus the follow process. So to do it, only just a classification algorithm may not be sufficient, just saying a churn or non-churn, right? It need to understand whether a customer is a churn or a non-churn. Right, again, in that non-churn category, there are various segments, like whether he is a one-time purchaser or a buyer or multi-time buyer, or he is a repeater, or he is a loyal customer, or even there are some other factors. By looking into all these parameters, we are able to say whether a person gonna get into a churn or not. So again, there is strategy. For example, a person who is we can say like he's buying aggressively, right? But he can be a churn customer who may not return back. Why? He got some quality issues, right? So he may be a churn customer, but he can be even a loyal customer, right? So to understand the journey of a customer from one point to another point, we want Markov models. Right, so at one point we use normal classification algorithm, then we use Markov, right, and then we use even recommendation engine in order to suggest what exactly the product is, right, which product I need to sell. Why, in the sense, a person is trying to buy this kind of, for example, he's taking an insurance and a credit card. So what is the next possible product I can suggest to him, rather than just blindly calling him and selling the things? If you are able to have this recommendation, it makes more better. So for that, we can use advanced things, right, deep recommender engines we can use it, or we can go with, like, which is a neural based, or we can use collaborative filtering or anything, right? And after that, this algorithm need to learn from the activities. The algorithm need to learn from each and every activity which is happening. So for that, we want a reinforcement learning model. So all this is like a, we can say it's not a single algorithm action plan. It's like more or less like we are using four algorithms, right, in order to build a one AI solution, or we can say they are looking for a solution, right? So they don't want a skill, right? In order to build it, right, for example, nowadays people are learning machine learning. Why I'm explaining all this is, so now see, if you get this kind of solution after completion of your training, so can you build it? More or less, you can't, right? The reason is you learned only machine learning classification algorithms, but how to choose an algorithm, right? So in the documentation, even some senior people want to build a documentation, which algorithm is preferable for this, right? Without knowing a process, without understanding the math, you can't say Markov is best suitable for this. You can't say this classification is more suitable, or you can't stack all the four algorithms into one final product deployment, right? So you want whatever the skill you are having now, just question it, right? So this is how the solutions are happening in real time. So your skill is only up to some extent like predictive, just as I said even in one of my videos, right? Just making a statement whether your charging is present or not makes more sense, or doing a prescriptive makes more sense. So now companies like a banking industry or a healthcare industry, or it can be a manufacturing, right? It can be IT, it can be project management, anywhere people are looking for a prescriptive process. So it can't be built only with a single algorithm. Hey, I knew Naive Bayes, with that I can build it. Not exactly, right? You want to use multiple algorithms, right? So to build such a kind of stacking, right? And you all the stacking you need to do input, you're gonna get an output. This output going to be an input for another algorithm. This output going to be an input to another algorithm. With this, again, there are a lot of parameters. So this kind of architecture makes more prescriptive processes in a company, right? So this is what happening, right? Which builds a great ROI, right? I don't want like normal kind of machine learning models, but I want a model which can benefit me a great business impact. Not only that, the business value, that's a major core idea behind it. So try to focus about your skills. Think about you have all the skills in your brain or not, right? Are you suitable to get into a company, right? So think on it, right? Then just blindly preparing everything. That's the major reason why I just exposed you this case study, is you're gonna understand the picture. What is the depth of things you get in real time? So using Boston, Amnest, I don't know, right? They're gonna help you up. They are predictive, right? Predictives, okay, they help you to build a coding, as I said every time, right? So focus in a proper way, friends. Thank you so much.